The Reed family has been involved in fundraising for time immemorial since it came to Arne Pryor, I guess. Do you continue on in the same tradition, and how did the tradition begin?
Absolutely. Reed Brothers has been around for almost 70 years, actually. Next year will be 70 years. And we have a long history of trying to look after our community. We do business here in town, and the people of town are really good to us. We try to give back. That's something that my grandfather started with the original business, then passed on to my father and passed on down to me. So it's something very, very important to us here at Reed Brothers is fundraising and giving back to the community.
You have done, and I'm sure it's not exclusive to that, but fundraising at the dealership. So if you could give me an outline of a particular campaign that would come to mind.
We do a bunch of fundraising activities. As you can imagine, we have a lot of clubs and groups come here for support, for financial donations, or for prizes for events that they're having. We always try and accommodate those people. But the big one we do here in store is our annual food bank fundraiser that we do with the Arne Pryor Food Bank. We've been doing that for, I think, it's touching 20 years now, where we invite the people of Arne Pryor to come in and make a donation to the food bank, and we'll match that up to $10,000. It's a been a great success, and this year we almost raised $20,000 for the food bank with customer donations and our matching, and it's something we do every year that we're passionate about, and we'll continue to do it again this year.
With the food bank in particular, I know you help Oldies with its drive by donating vehicles as well to that, but it's really important to look after the food bank, especially now.
Well, absolutely. I know some of the people from the food bank, when they stop by every year and have a recap, they tell me that the demand is constant and increasing as years go on, so it's as important as ever to support a cause like the food bank.
Are there any obstacles that you find to fundraising?
Yes, and there's always something that comes up. Who would have known that we'd go through the global pandemic that we're just coming through the other side of? So there's always something that stands in the way, but I think just got to remain committed to fundraising and committed to the causes that you support. And I'm always amazed at the people that support these things, like the food bank. There's always people looking to help, and it's a great community that we live in here, Arne Pryor. Lots of good people with good hearts and willing to help out.
And what would be your proudest moment in fundraising?
Wow, that's a tough one. It probably would be the food bank campaign. That's why that came to mind. That's from a business perspective. On a personal level, I've also helped out with other things, from minor hockey to Arne Pryor Ringette is something that's very, very passionate with me. I've coached that for many years. So there's not one thing in particular. It's just a kind of a host of things that all make me feel good about what we do in our community. But the food bank is the number one, I would say.
It can be a rewarding experience. Would it be something that you would encourage others to get involved in?
Oh, absolutely. It's very, very rewarding. The number one thing is to help out the cause. You don't do this thing necessarily for yourself. You do it for the people that you're fundraising for. So that's first and foremost. But it does give you a feeling of a job well done and an accomplishment and success of helping out when things are needed.
Okay, that's it.
Perfect. Easy
Thanks
enough.
So much.